Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Sometimes you just need a company you can depend on for accurate, timely Braille transcriptions. One that you can turn to in a pinch or for long term. Braille Music and More can be your one-stop shop for your Braille transcription needs for individuals, schools, or corporations. Owner transcriber Patrick Jansen is one of the world's leading experts in music Braille and has transcribed a wide range of interesting projects. In addition to music projects, Braille Music and More utilizes 26 quality transcribers across America to handle all subject matters in Braille, such as literary, math, science, foreign languages, and tactile graphics. Go to BrailleMusicAndMore.com for more information and to contact Patrick.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. The highest education in life is tolerance. Helen Keller.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Ain't no
We're on the move. We're on the move. Welcome back. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back, folks. Hey, folks, you listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And what can I say? We've got a show that's different from all the other shows we've had. The live musicians been playing for the first hour. And what happens with real live shows get screwed up. So the first few minutes was screwed up, which I'm very sorry for. Right now, I'm so confused. I got to have some juice. I got to have some Blind and Beyond radio juice. Blind and Beyond juice. I got to have some juice.
Let's have some of that delicious Blind and Beyond juice I've been hearing about. Now, don't spill it now. There you go.
Ah! I feel good. Oh, yeah, I feel better now. Yeah, I feel better now. Okay, so now about some juice.
Just what you needed.
Just what I needed, yes, right.
Let's have some of that delicious Blind and Beyond juice I've been hearing about. Now, don't spill it now.
Oh,
there you go.
I got enough. I got enough.
I feel good.
Anybody else want to close up that they want some juice?
Mike, every time you say the word.
Let's have some of that delicious Blind and Beyond juice I've been hearing about. Now, don't spill it now. There you go.
I feel good. We're going to go right back. I want to give out a few more names for the night, and we'll keep Chris busy over there. I hope you call.
Yeah.
More free stuff.
Yeah, yeah, more free stuff. So I hope you call Chris and you win, and then he'll tell us later who called in. So,
well, congratulations to Miss Rose Bombard. She did give a chance to call in.
Oh, good.
Thanks for
calling. Yay,
Rose. Congratulations, Rose.
She's a loyal listener.
Mike, enjoy the $50 gift card from Publix.
Mike, you can't say the J word too often because remember, it automatically kicks in.
It
triggers out.
Right. Every time you say the J word, it automatically kicks in.
Oh, that's funny. It's responsive to Michael's voice now. Okay.
Right. I remember something from Captain Kangaroo did that. Same kind of thing.
Let me give you some names here. Okay. The next hopefully will be a winner is Chris Young from Wildwood, Florida for a $50 Publix gift card. Chris, hope you call
it. Chris Young. You got 10 minutes, Chris.
Give the number and I'll give the other names.
407-894-1680. Okay. Chris Young. In Wildwood, New
All
Jersey.
Right,
no, Wildwood, Florida.
No, Wildwood, New Jersey. That's as bad as I said Memphis, Georgia.
Wildwood, Florida.
Yeah, I was curious about it, but I wasn't going to say anything.
Yeah, right.
407-894-1680. Okay. Chris Young, you're up. Got 10 minutes.
I have some more. We have Carrie in British Columbia.
That's from Blind and Beyond Radio
Show. That's from Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and that will be for?
That's Terry, a special one.
Carrie.
Carrie,
yeah.
Carrie from Canada.
Right. And then
that's a special one.
And Lisa, finally, the last one for tonight is Patricia Moore in Green Acres, Florida. It makes me think of a television show. Wasn't
that? That sounds like a cool place.
Green Acres, yeah. That's for a $50 Publix gift card. Okie dokie.
Who's that now?
Patricia Moore.
Patricia Moore in Green Acres, Florida.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's near Lake.
Green Acres is the place to be.
Hey, there was a show, Green Acres.
Yeah.
Okay, Dave.
Eva Gabor.
All righty, Dave. Your turn to introduce our next musician.
Okay, we're moving on, are we?
I thought Terry was going to interview.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Terry was going to interview Michael.
I'm sorry.
Well, real briefly though.
Oh, okay. I'm here. I'll make it brief.
Okay. David wanted to say something. Terry first.
1 second.
Yeah. While I got you, Terry, you play a lot of different styles of music, and I like them all. But I was particularly originally when I first heard your stuff, I was amazed that you were really into reggae music, and I wonder what got you inspired to play reggae stuff, since you're not from the islands necessarily.
Well, I have to first of all say that my biggest inspiration is Stevie Wonder. Stevie did it all. That means I have to do it all. One of my other biggest reggae influences, of course, everybody's Bob Marley. So when I was kind of introduced to his music, I said, hey, you know, I like these rhythms, you know. So it kind of inspired me to do some reggae stuff. And then I visit the island Haiti and I heard a lot of the compa music, and I really began to enjoy that. And also the Dixieland band from the Dominican Republic. So all these influences are in me, as they are in Stevie Wonder.
Well,
so definitely.
So Terry, say where you have music that so people can check it out if they want.
Okay, so I'm on all the digital platforms: iTunes, Amazon, Deezer, Spotify, you name it, I'm there. And if you like my music, I have tons of CDs that I haven't even released. So if you're interested, just email me at mymusicfans@ynell.com. That's easy enough to remember, mymusicfans@ynell.com. Hit me up, and as a matter of fact, I'm going to be uploading some of this music this week sometime, some new material on DistroKid, which is another digital platform that I also have my music.
I know, what's taking you so long? Come on, hurry up.
And Terry,
we need more stuff.
Make sure everybody knows that's S on the end of fan. My Music Fans, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah. My Music Fans, F-A-N, S as in Sam,
right,
at ymail.com.
Ymail.com.
Okay, cool. Because there's some great stuff, and I know a lot of the listeners would love to be able to hear some more of your stuff. So, but okay. speaking of some more stuff, we've got a very, very patient, fine musician that's been waiting out in the wings, and he's got some awesome tunes. I happen to know because I've heard listened to a bunch of myself. So. Lynn, why don't you introduce him, and then I will.
And Terry will be interviewing him. Yes. Yes. Okay. Our next guest that we will be hearing from is Mike Williams, and Mike is calling in all the way from Memphis, Tennessee, Georgia, right, Mike?
Terry's going to interview.
That's correct.
Okay. And thank you for being so patient. You're such a good sport.
I'm just enjoying the show. You got a lot of talent here.
Okay. Well, anyway, Terry, meet Mike Williams and take it away.
Hey, Mike, how you doing? Before I get into your interview, I just want to thank the Blind and Beyond Radio Show for having me on, and it's been an awesome night. So let's start. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
I'm sorry, there's a delay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm doing great. I'm just waiting on the weather to change, and I got some hot tunes that's planned on coming out next year and get the New Year's off right.
Well, we got some snow up here. I can send it your way to cool those tunes down for you, you know.
Nah, I think it's going to be a global warming when you do.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about, you know, what instrument do you play and what genre? And who influenced you?
I do play, I have a synthesizer that I tap on every once in a while, but most of the instruments that I utilize, which are known as virtual instruments, a lot of my stuff is in the genre of electronic music. One of the biggest influences is Ryan Ferris, who does electronic music. And back in 2021, when I was just sitting there twiddling my thumb because I was wondering how I would get my music out there, and it dawned on me that I could do electronic music. So I decided to get a electronic program, which is a DAW, a digital audio workstation, and got a few tunes here and there, and started composing music.
Now, when you record, are you recording a computer based, or are you a hard disk recorder, or how do you lay your tracks out?
It's computer based and a little hard disk recording, a combination of both. And so it's just something unique that I wanted to try out new with different sounds and different temperaments, and just went from there.
Sure. Now I'm quite sure you have some stuff available for people to purchase and to listen to. Where can we find you? Like, on what digital platforms?
I'm on all the digital platforms, and like you, I'm with DistroKid. I upload a lot of my songs. Every 2 or 3 weeks, I'm putting out a new title. And so far, it's about 33 titles out right now. Two EPs, I'm working on an album that's coming out the spring of next year.
That's awesome. How many albums do you have so far?
Well, this will be my first one. This will be my first album. And I wanted to compile a few songs and try to pick out the best and then put out a new album.
Oh, yeah. So you basically been uploading like individual songs on DistroKid.
Correct. And a couple of EPs.
Yeah.
Also, my music is played on a couple of internet radio stations in Canada and the UK, as well as Middle East and Asia, as well as Mexico.
Well, cool.
That's awesome, man. And that's the good thing about the digital age. You can have your music heard all over the world at a click of a button. And that's just really so awesome, you know. So, yeah, well, without further ado, listen, I'm anxious to hear a little bit of what you got here.
Well, this is called Deep Thoughts, and it was released, I believe, earlier this year. It is played on several internet radio stations, and that's all I can say about it. It's going to be unique.
All right.
Okay, now, are you coming at us live, or are you going to do a track? Or?
It's going to be a track.
Okay.
All right, awesome. So I think Chris has probably got it. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a minute. This is Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.esighteyewear.com.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Wayband is the first inclusive wayfinding tool that uses unique vibrations to keep you on the right path without having to look or listen to your phone while traveling. Unlike other map apps that rely on the screen or audio, the Wayband gently vibrates when you're going off the sidewalk or walking in the wrong direction. Wayband will always keep you on the right path through soft vibrations. It's wayfinding through touch. You can simply type or say where you want to go and be able to feel your way there. It's so intuitive you can start using it seconds after you download it on the App Store. Just type WAYBAND and try the first month on us. Go anywhere with confidence using Wayband. Sometimes you just need a company you can depend on for accurate, timely Braille transcriptions. One that you can turn to in a pinch or for long term. Braille Music and More can be your one-stop shop for your Braille transcription needs for individuals, schools, or corporations. Owner-transcriber Patrick Jansen is one of the world's leading experts in music Braille and has transcribed a wide range of interesting projects. In addition to music projects, Braille Music and More utilizes 26 quality transcribers across America to handle all subject matters in Braille, such as literary, math, science, foreign languages, and tactile graphics. Go to BrailleMusicAndMore.com for more information and to contact Patrick.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Michael stepped away. And I'm going to pass it over to Dave in a minute, but I just want to say, Mike Williams, that was terrific, wasn't it,
Thank
gentlemen?
You.
Very, very nice.
Oh, yes.
May I add something, too? I forgot to add that the music can be found on the digital platform on the Epic Soundwaves.
That's right. Yeah, that's in your signature, in your email, Epic Soundwaves.
That's cool.
Okay.
So I was practicing all my dance moves on that one there, Mike.
What's that, Michael? Michael, what were you saying?
And yes, that was Terry Lynn. And by the way, my wife just reminded me of something.
Yes.
My main hub is CD Baby. That's where you'll find the album.
CD Baby. Okay.
At CD Baby.
All righty. You know, what I thought would be nice, David and Greg and Terry and Mike, that there's a lot of people out there that might be visually impaired or blind, and they would love to get into music and, you know, learn how to use an instrument. And I thought maybe each one of you would like to say or tell them, you know, go for it. So what do you think?
Yes. No, actually, it's a great idea. I'm kidding.
All right, Dave. I'll pass it to you, Dave.
I knew that's what happens when you're a smart aleck, isn't it?
Yeah, David gets away with it with me. He's my right arm.
The truth is, I mean, yes. being blind or low vision is not going to stop you or slow you down in the slightest learning music. There's so many different ways of learning now than there were in the past. And one of the easiest is YouTube. There are some great beginning classes in almost any instrument where they put it in the most basic of terms. So YouTube is a good way, and also going to your local music stores that a lot of them offer music classes, and tell them that you're blind, because a lot of them I've ran across, rather than hesitating, they embrace it and they're actually excited about finding ways of teaching blind people. So stepping out of your comfort zone a little bit, but there are even instructors that will come to your house if you're not able to go into a music store. So I strongly encourage it. Follow your dreams, and sometimes you might think you might want to do one instrument and it may not work out, and you can still move on to other things. So plenty of people play more than one instrument. So
Greg, we've known you for 10 years, if not more. So I remember when you were first getting, I didn't know that you took piano when you were a child, but I remember when you wanted to learn how to play the guitar. So why don't you tell everybody your thoughts about getting into music?
Yeah, sure. I know, Dave, you covered a lot there, but just a few other things. So for me, you know, I did initially go to a local music store and took lessons with an instructor, and I said, hey, you know, I am blind, and, you know, are you willing to teach me? And he said, absolutely. You know, what can I do to help you? And he, was very verbal with his instruction. Sometimes he would actually touch, you know, my fingers on the fretboard of the guitar just to help me position them. And obviously instruments in general are very tactile. So a lot of it is just by touch and feel, and memorization is certainly huge within performing music. So there's so much out there, like Dave was mentioning about YouTube. There's a guy that I watch a lot of videos of called Marty Music, and he does, you know, covers of a ton of different songs and is very verbal with his lessons and his instruction. There's so much out there that's very accessible, and if you just do some simple research, you know, whether it's online or in your local area, there's really something out there for everybody.
And you get out there a lot, don't you, Greg? You're always playing at different venues, the churches and different things.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I definitely try. Yeah, obviously that's with COVID, really nice. It kind of shut down a lot of things, but you know, things are kind of starting to open back up and trying to get out there again.
That's wonderful. Okay, well, somebody's playing music there in the background, so I don't know.
That's Terry over there.
Yeah. So David, thank you, Greg, for that. We appreciate sure. that.
My wife wanted me to play a little bit of Autumn Leaves in the background while you were talking.
Oh.
I like it.
She's a troublemaker, that girl.
Yeah.
That's
she
why
plays a nice guitar herself, you know.
That's why I like her. She's a little mischievous.
So how about you, Terry? Yeah. What words of wisdom do you have?
Give a pep talk, mister. Wow.
I can only echo what Mike and, I'm sorry, Greg and David said. But, you know, I taught piano lessons, you know. And I find it very interesting because I was teaching like a Suzuki style of learning. And that's basically like learning to hear how to play. I think sometimes when you take, and I'm just using little children for an example, when you try to shove too much theory down their throats in the beginning, that can be a turnoff. So I think when you, in adults in some cases too, they're more interested in hearing or trying to learn how to play something they can identify with. And then later on, I think theory is good, but I had to remember everything when I first started piano lessons and stuff like that. And then sure. when I was able to identify with the music and say, hey, you know, it's sounding like I'm, you know, something I'm familiar with, then that's when I began to embrace music theory. But I think David and Greg has said it all.
No, you're right, though. I wanted to learn, you know, and I think everybody wants to learn songs at the first. You know, they don't want to do scales. And so it's important to yes. at least find something that they can do on a beginner level to at least to capture mm-hmm. their interest. And then you can sneak that, sneak in those scales and things, you know, like just like when you, eating, well, you sneak in those vegetables on occasion, you know. But
oh yeah,
yeah. But
well,
so,
you know what? I wrote a whole music theory course, and I swear to you, if someone walked up that didn't know anything about music, they can actually look at this and learn how to play. That's how explanatory it is. And I'm talking specifically for keyboard, piano now.
Well, I'm kind of curious to see what Mr. Mike says because the silent guys are the ones that you got to watch out for, you know. They're the ones that are brewing up mischief. So mm-hmm. Mr. Williams, tell me, well, and tell the listeners too. What do you think about, you know, someone that wants to start, not necessarily get into the music business, but just to start playing an instrument, you know? What's the best way to start?
Just go for it. I mean, don't be afraid of your hidden possibilities. I mean, you have to explore in order to understand who you're about and what you're capable of doing. To reflect on what you just said, YouTube, there are books out there because I have books myself. There's nothing wrong with technology. Just go out and just do it. You never know how valuable or how talented you are unless you really, really try. And if you don't try, you can only about it. You can only blame for not doing it at all. It's yourself. Don't be afraid, because if everybody starts talking about what you're not doing right or what you are doing right, don't listen. Just go and feel comfortable with yourself. Like you say, get out of your comfort zone, because you'll never forgive yourself if you didn't try.
That's good advice.
I've got to throw something in too. As far as, you know, we talked about going to and taking lessons, but it doesn't have to even be something that's structured.
No.
For example, there are a lot of places where they have open jam sessions, or even is something as simple as like a drum circle. where people sit around just playing, playing together. And you will pick up a lot of little tips from other people. And quite often folks are happy to share with you. So it's, you know, it's one of those things you don't have, if you can't afford lessons, that's not enough reason to not pursue, because there are people that can help you more on more of a casual level at sometimes of these jams. So
that's true. And I did go into band and play drums because I wanted to play in the parade like my uncle, but I got bored with the drums and wanted to go into keyboard.
Oh, yeah. Well, keyboard's a percussion instrument anyway, so you're kind of staying in the family, right?
Yeah. Let me just tell you, folks, I'm listening to what you had to say. This is Michael. And I have to explain something to you. I was brought up in the record business when I was a kid. And during that time, many, many groups, many individual singers, folks who played instruments and singing groups came to our distributor as well as our record company. And a lot of these people had no background of any kind. They just had a dream. And that's what it starts with. If you have a dream, if you have a thought. Now, a lot of you may have a thought, but you don't have a dream. A lot of you may not have a thought or a dream. Well, then you're lost. So you got to have something. You got to be aggressive in some way, shape, or form to understand that you're not alone. And just because you're blind, well, that's irrelevant as far as I'm concerned when you come to the music business, because there's a lot of great people that are blind that were musicians. They played instruments and they were singers. So you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show where you can do anything. That's why it's called Blind and Beyond, Beyond Blindness. Just remember one thing. These fellas that are on tonight, they're aggressive. They have the guts to come on and sing. They also have gigs where they get paid to sing. That's all because they love what they do and they're aggressive what they do. That's what it starts with. When I was a kid, I went around looking for singing groups that wanted to be heard. I found one group that was becoming a big group that were, they were all barbers singing in a barbershop. So you can find groups anywhere. You can find anyone singing anywhere or playing an instrument anywhere. Years ago, now, I don't know about now, you fellas may know this, there used to be people playing on the side of a corner. They used to sing on the side of the corner or they played an instrument side of the corner. I'm not talking panhandlers. I'm talking people who they just want to get heard. They just want to play a guitar or something in the middle of the street. That's when I was a kid in the 50s and 60s growing up. That's what happened. I don't know about now. You people can tell me now. But back then, that's why so many groups came out of, they came out of Memphis. They came out of New York. They came out of Philadelphia. That's why there's so many different places where people, no, Middletown, Connecticut, nobody's coming out of except Terry Willard.
See, but now, if you're playing on the street corner now, Michael, they might shoot at you.
Yeah, right.
Well,
so you better be dressed in a.
I know one of my favorite group was Take Five. They were all vocal, and they had no instruments, and they put out several CDs. But
oh yeah,
with these guys, they're awesome.
All acapella.
It's called Take Five.
Right. It's a group called Take Five.
Oh, no. Yeah. I used to know a group called Jive Five, not Take Five. Jive
Five. Is there anything else that you all, since we have a little time, if you'd like to talk about? Also, before we go off the air, I just want to mention, I mentioned earlier that Rory Hoffman was supposed to appear tonight, and they had a flat tire in the middle of the highway in Memphis. Nashville. So they were too stressed out. But I do have audio of Rory's 12 Days of Christmas, so we'll play that as we leave the show tonight. But in the meantime,
that's cool.
Chris, yeah, that's Rory's, and it's on YouTube also. Rory Hoffman, 12 Days of Christmas. But if there's anything else you all would like to discuss, be our guest, David.
Yeah, can I have 1 minute, please?
Sure, sure.
Okay, because my wife wants me to do the falling leaves. Tread by my window, the autumn leaves are red and gold. That's good enough for you, Julie. I see your leaves
Your summer kisses, your sunburned hands, I used to hold. All right.
That was cool.
No, she laughed.
Right. When the commercials come out, good.
How about you, Greg Lindberg?
Yeah, I did just want to briefly mention I had a chance to attend the SongSite Music Retreat, which was held last month in Scottsdale, Arizona, and it was put on by...
I saw you on Facebook.
Yeah, it was an amazing experience. I don't know if you guys remember Scott McIntyre, but he was on American Idol in 2009, and he was also visually impaired. He finished in the top 10, and so he invited seven of us out there to Arizona. And it was just a fantastic weekend of just working on music, you know, vocals, instrumentation. We actually got to record a song together called Let the Light In, which should be coming out pretty soon. But I know he does. It was the first time he had done this, and I know he hopes to continue this, make it an annual event. So just another avenue to get blind and visually impaired individuals, you know, involved in music.
Yeah, I hope you'll come back on the radio and let us know about when the song is released so that people can check that out as well. Because I think that would
I have to interrupt you all. You know, we have to do this again when the sound is better, when the show is better.
We apologize.
We apologize to everybody for the sound. We apologize to everybody for the show. I apologize. What can I say? But we'd like to do this whole thing again when everything is. Yeah, forgive us. When we have to do it again after the first of the year, we'd like to invite you all back and do the whole thing again. Well, if you want to come back, those people want to come back, do the whole thing again. Maybe you have some new songs.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Definitely.
Awesome.
David, you're a little longer, David. That was funny. I said to David, don't make it too long, David, because we won't have enough time. And David's yours ended up being the shortest. David.
No, it shows I was trying to be a team player. I wanted to have
Go ahead, have some blind beyond juice. You need some juice.
I want to have something nice and short there. Yeah, I need some juice, baby.
Let's
come on.
Have some of that delicious blind and beyond juice I've been hearing about. Now, don't spill it now. There you go.
How about you, Michael?
I feel
well,
good.
I do have a new track that's supposed to be coming out next Saturday. It's called Portal. It took me a while to work on this. It's the most challenging. It took me about a year to get it together, but it's finally came together, and I should have it on the platforms, but like I said, next Saturday.
Exciting. I'll be anxious to hear it myself. That's going to be very good.
I got to tell you a story, folks. Uh-oh. You'll get a kick out of this one. You know, when you talk about the sound of tonight's show, and how it's good or bad or whatever it may be. But I'll tell you a story. I'll tell you a funny story. This is a true story. I might have told this years ago. Back when we were in the record business, different people were bringing their songs and ask if they would we would record them or put the record out. One day, this fella came in to our distributor and our record company and asked my brother if he would buy the record. And he said he could buy it for $500. My brother listened to it. He said, the sound is terrible. Where'd you make this? In a basement or somewhere? The guy said, yeah. Don't forget, back then, there's only one, what they call one track. So it's one track tape. That's the whole recording studio. One tape.
All live.
Yeah, all live. One track. So my brother said, no, I don't want it. Sounds terrible. So the guy said, I'll tell you what, $250 you can have it. My brother said, I'm not interested. How about, he said, $100, you're going to have this song, $100, I'll sell it to you. My brother said, I told you, sounds terrible. My brother, he turned around. My brother said, okay, you'll be sorry. Anyway, it turned out to be this song. Number one song called Dip, 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 Get a Job, Sha-na-na-na, Get a Job by the Silhouettes. Yeah. Number one song, sold over 1 million copies, and my brother didn't like the sound, thought it was made in the basement, but that's what happens, you know, with sound or whatever it may be back then, on one track.
No accounting for taste, huh? There you go. What's one man's trash is another man's treasure.
Exactly.
Well, and like some music I really love is music that you're never going to hear on the radio. You know, it's stuff that B-sides of records, quite often to me, I find just is more enjoyable than the pop hit for some reason. You know, like
Terry Willard, you still there?
Yes, sir. I'm here listening.
So you're going after classical songs as well, right? Classical music?
I'm sorry, come again?
I said you're still doing classical music too?
You know, Michael, I have not I'm actually working on my first orchestration. I love classical music, like the song I did tonight. Actually, I wrote it based off of classical chords. And I could play music that sounds like classical music, but I wouldn't say that I am a classical player by no means. but yeah.
You're definitely a jazz player, though.
Yeah. You know, I'm always trying to reach a certain point that, you know, I just never seem to get enough of what I'm trying to do, so it only makes me strive harder for perfection and all. But I'm gonna be honest with you. I wish I was that guy that was sitting on the stage in front of 5,000 people playing orchestration music, just a nice classical piano.
Oh my God! We know somebody. I interrupt you. I know somebody right now that was just he appeared. Live in New York City at a place. What was the name of that place? Carnegie Hall. Did you ever hear of Carnegie Hall?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was invited to play in front of Carnegie Hall. He played the piano. He made a piece, and he invited him to play at Carnegie Hall.
Wow.
Right now, we're going to go to break.
We'll
be right back. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We have a short break. We'll be right back. Short break. We'll be right back. We'll listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
It's true. That's what I've heard. That's.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Wayband is the first inclusive wayfinding tool that uses unique vibrations to keep you on the right path without having to look or listen to your phone while traveling. Unlike other map apps that rely on the screen or audio, the Wayband gently vibrates when you're going off the sidewalk or walking in the wrong direction. Wayband will always keep you on the right path through soft vibrations. It's wayfinding through touch. You can simply type or say where you want to go and be able to feel your way there. It's so intuitive you can start using it seconds after you download it on the App Store. Just type WAYBAND and try the first month on us. Go anywhere with confidence using Wayband.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Well, you've been listening to a very unusual show tonight we've had. It's been really, really, really good show. As far as I'm concerned, except for all the screw-ups and the sound and what else.
It's a really big shoe.
You know who said that? A guy named Ed Sullivan.
Yeah, I heard of that guy.
Yeah, you heard of him?
So, Chris, were there any more winners? Chris Shaw.
There could be. Let's hope.
I was wondering if there were any more winners. Well, I would like to just remind everybody before we say goodnight, and we're going to play Rory Hoffman's 12 Days of Christmas as our outro song. But I'd like to remind everybody to join us next week for our annual holiday show with all of our co-hosts, Sheila Young, Dave Hillebrand, Gary Sinclair, Charles Brooks. And we will be you can call in and help us wrap up 2022. And
it's like also, a big party.
Yeah. And calling in will be Kevin Yu from Wayband, Ben Shaberman from Foundation Fighting Blindness, and our good friend Peter Cucciavi, accessibility manager at Spectrum Communications, will be joining us, hopefully with his son Leonardo too. That will be
cool.
Yeah.
And maybe his wife.
Yeah. And maybe Nikita, his wife. Yeah. I don't know if she'll come on, but Leonardo will. So
I might bring my wife.
Okay, well, that's a good idea. Chris?
It's a party, after all.
Any more winners?
I want to give a shout-out to Sandra, Gary, Anna, Rose, Carrie, Patricia, and Chris.
Is that everybody?
That's everybody.
All of them. Oh, yay!
Terrific.
That's awesome.
That's wonderful. Well,
And you're quite a trooper there, Chris, for doing all that. Thank you.
Hey, well, that's what I do. This is what we do. This is radio.
You are awesome, man.
I want to thank the fellows for coming on for tonight. Terry Willard,
Mike Williams,
Greg,
Michael Williams,
thanks, Greg.
Greg Lindbergh, David Hillebrand.
You're welcome.
Thank you guys. This was a ton of fun.
You're welcome, fellas. Thank you so much. You're welcome. Glad
also,
you came on. Hope you had fun.
Oh, I did.
Shoot, yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to listen now to the young man that
didn't
show up.
So we'll be back. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. But meanwhile, we're going to play
Rory Hoffman. 12 Days of Christmas.
Yes.
See you next week.
Take care, all. God bless you all. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for listening.
And Merry Christmas to you guys.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to all of you.
Okay. Sorry you got a flat, Rory. Bummer, man.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.